By the end of this week, Republicans should elect their next choice for House Speaker, Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan. If so, that's going to set up a ripple effect as Ryan vacates his job as chair of the powerful Ways and Means Committee. David Hawkins is senior editor of CQ Roll Call, and he joins us now to tell us how the chips may fall. Hi, David.
Morning, Ellie.
So first of all, let's talk about a Speaker Ryan. How will he be different from Speaker John Boehner?
Well, he's more focused on the policy. He's probably the most policy-focused speaker that we've seen in the last couple of decades, by which I mean most of the previous speakers in that time have sort of come up through the ranks of the kind of career people who do leadership stuff. But Paul Ryan's pretty different. He's said he didn't want to be a leader. He wanted to be a policy guy. He's been a policy guy since he worked on the Senate and the House staffs a couple of decades ago. And as many listeners know, he has been the chief fiscal policy engineer, really, for the Republican Party for the last several years, and 8 years as the Budget Committee top Republican and chairman. And so his ideas about how to put the federal budget in more closer to balance are really well understood and well written down. And the interesting thing to see will be whether, as Speaker, he continues pushing that or whether he decides that as Speaker he needs to play a different role, by which I mean when he was the top fiscal guy, he was doggedly opposed to any sort of grand bargain that would have improved our fiscal position in part by raising taxes. We'll see if he sticks to that now.
Yeah. So he's what in bureaucratic speak might be termed a subject matter expert.
That's exactly right.
But how does he govern? Because we know that within the Republican caucus, there are major divisions, let alone working with the Democrats. Any clues to how he's run Ways and Means that might dictate how he might be a speaker?
I think that the answer to that is that he has been a partisan without acting as much like a partisan. I think the Ways and Means Committee under his stewardship has been, you know, doggedly conservative, down the line conservative, not a lot of give when it comes to policy to the Democrats, but neither has it been sort of doctrinaire and aggressive and in your face. And I think that's probably what the Republicans are hoping for now, the Republicans who he essentially persuaded just to do the history of the past week in one sentence. 10 days ago, he said he didn't want the job. Or I guess now 2 weeks ago, he said he didn't want the job. And then he said he was willing to take the job, but only if the three main warring factions of the House Republican Conference got behind him. And he was able to sort of with a light touch get them to go along. In other words, the Freedom Caucus, the most conservative of the bunch, still has a list of 21 demands. He didn't give in to any of them, but he said, we'll talk about it when I become the speaker. And that was good enough for them. So that I think he is going to try and, as I say, govern conservatively, but with a lighter touch.
If it was a Hollywood movie, it would just fade to black right now after he had cemented the deal within his own party. But in fact, this is just sort of the first chapter or the prologue. What does this mean in terms of people, our listeners within federal agencies? What should they be thinking about as Speaker Ryan?
Well, I think, I think it's a little bit of a blank slate because I think obviously, Speaker Ryan faces the exact same set of challenges that Speaker Boehner faced. And there is no, while he has buy-in from the most conservative members of his side to get elected Speaker, there's really no guarantee that they're going to give him any sort of a policy honeymoon to get done what presumably needs to happen in order to get a budget deal by December 11th when the current continuing resolution runs out. I think it seems pretty clear that either we're going to have a continuation of the exact same budget that we have now, i.e. a full year continuing resolution that lasts from December 11th all the way through next September, or else there's going to need to be some relief on these sequester spending caps. And if that happens, his hard right is going to buck him. I mean, it is essentially his arrival does not change any of that basic dynamic, and he has not tipped his hand as to which way he wants to go on that. So, I think it's sort of a wait and see.
We're speaking with David Hawkins. He's senior editor of CQ Roll Call. Now, presumably, Ryan is going to move up to speaker. That means that the chairmanship of the very powerful Ways and Means Committee will be open. Tell us about the contenders.
Right. So the Ways and Means Committee is just to remind people why it's so important. It is, after the Appropriations Committee, or maybe even more now than the Appropriations Committee, the most influential committee over fiscal policy. It's not only taxes, but it's also trade. It's also virtually all the entitlement programs, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, healthcare policy generally. So huge. There are two contenders, Brady of Texas, who is by seniority the next in line, essentially, who challenged briefly Paul Ryan the last time. He would probably be considered the favorite, in part because he does have the seniority going for him. He also is a Texan, and there are more Republicans from Texas than they have the biggest Republican delegation in Congress, so he's got a lot of votes built in. His opponent is a guy named Pat Tiberi from Ohio, who is more actually of an ally, probably a personal ally of the new Speaker Ryan, and has actually done sort of more of the political spade work that is important in these chairmanships. So I think most of my colleagues who are really paying attention to this even more closely than I am say the advantage goes to Brady, but I think it's not a done deal yet.
What would Brady or Tiberi do with regards to the IRS? Of course, this is the committee that keeps offering or the grand proposals to rewrite the tax code, but more than that, there's oversight of the agency as well.
Right. The oversight of the agency is somewhat shared by Ways and Means, somewhat by the Government Operations Committee. I think that it seems as though the congressional interest in the IRS, at least sort of the public dragooning of the IRS, seems to be put on hold for now. I do think that as a matter of policy, to sort of go back to where you and I started, if there is going to be, if Paul Ryan wants to use his leverage as Speaker for one thing, I would predict it would be the simplification and overhaul of the tax code that he's been working on behind the scenes since he got the job. That was going to be sort of his main objective as Ways and Means Chairman. I don't think he's going to lose his zeal for that, maybe even take it further. And I think probably, as best as I can tell, there is not a fundamental difference between Tiberi and Brady as to which one would be more sort of helpful to him and aligned with him on this one.
All right. But for now, the Justice Department has put the Lois Lerner issue to rest?
It seems that way, right? I mean, it seems as though the Justice Department announced that there were going to be no criminal charges. And I think the Congress has moved on kind of to other things, like Benghazi.
Right, exactly. All right. Well, we'll see how long this lasts. David Hawkins, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.